With Golden Gopher quarterback Tanner Morgan. And Tanner, first of all, how good has it been to be back on the practice field after pausing with the program for a couple of weeks here?
Jeremy, it's been elite. It's been elite to be around the coaching staff and be around the guys, just back on the field playing football, doing the thing that we love to do.
What was it like not being able to be on the field? I'm assuming you were able to do some Zoom things and those kind of things, but not seeing the teammates in person, not being able to work out with them, missing games. I would think, when that's what you kind of live and die for, that when you don't get that, it's hard.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. It was a 9-10 day period that was just, different. But again, you got to adapt. So, we hopped on the Zoom calls. We're able to do self-scout, kind of find things that we can do better at for the rest of this year moving forward. And, we're just grateful to be able to get back with each other and get back to it.
I'm interested, without giving away the whole playbook necessarily, when you saw and worked with the coaching staff on the self-scout, what's a thing or two that you guys saw, let's say with you, just personally, that here's something that we noticed. Maybe normally we wouldn't have had time here to try to correct this, but we do. What's a thing or two maybe you looked at?
Yeah, I think one certain thing is how timing affects accuracy, and with certain, different outbreakers or in-breaking routes, and how important that timing is of when to throw the ball. And if you hit a guy in stride, it's a lot easier for them to bust it 60 and take it to the house.
All right, let's talk about your running back, Muhammad Ibrahim, this week named one of 10 finalists nationally and the only guy in the Big Ten for the Doak Walker Award, which is, that's the award if you're a running back. You want to be on that list. What can you say about your teammate, Muhammad Ibrahim, that you haven't already said?
Yeah, he's obviously very deserving of being on that list. In my eyes, he's the best running back in the country, the best teammate in the country, too. He can do it all. He's a great pass blocker. If you want to watch Muhammad and just how hard he plays, watch him pass block, just give it everything he has. I mean, when he runs the ball, obviously, we've all seen it. I mean, bouncing off defenders, running in, he's at, 13 touchdowns right now? I mean, just something, crazy stat. So definitely grateful to have him, and he's a huge part of what we do.
What does he bring to the team aside from the production? I think you've talked about this on occasion in the past, that the level of the weight room goes up when he's around, the level of practice goes up when he's around.
Yeah, he's just a guy that the way he does things is, full speed with how. He's does things with the next on mentality all the time. When he's out there on the practice field in the weight room, he's doing it. So guys see him, and, that's a true example and of how to go about your business and how to do things. And obviously, with Mo, you see it, coach uses him as an example all the time. He was scouting his first year, but he was, the toughest scout team running back ever. Cause he took a lot of licks, but using that to propel him forward. And he's a great example for our young guys of how to continue to look at it each day, one day at a time, to continue to change your best and go higher every day.
One of the other guys that you have counted on over the 2 years here, the last 2 years, of course, and really 2+ years when you go all the way back, is Rashad Bateman. And Rashad made the decision to step away and start getting ready for the NFL draft. And I think everyone understands what went into that decision. I don't think there's any question in regard to that. But it does leave the offense without a major weapon. So how now, as you move forward, do you try to fill those shoes and fill that production?
Yeah, like you said, obviously, Bate, huge part of Gopher football, huge part of Gopher football history. Forever grateful for him as a teammate, as a person, just as a friend. Love him. But next guy up, we got a lot of young guys, guys who are going to have opportunities to do things, and we're really excited for that because all the people in that room, that wide receiver room, have worked extremely hard since the summer, since this entire offseason, and this season they've been really working hard, and we have a lot of guys in there that we trust to go out there and make plays.
And I suppose that's kind of the attitude too, as you go into this game, knowing that because of the 21-day protocols, you're not going to have everyone you maybe normally would have in your two deep on offense. So is that kind of the same mentality, just whose ever turn it is, take advantage of it?
Oh, yeah. Whoever's up is going to go out there and play with extreme how, play really hard, play for each other. Whoever's in is going to do that.
All right, let's talk about the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and what do you see from the 2020 version of Nebraska? I know they've missed one game, but it was a while ago. So while you guys have unfortunately been sitting out, they're up to game speed, been playing actually pretty well the last couple of weeks in a win against Purdue and a hard-fought loss to Iowa. What do you see from them on defense?
Yeah, they're defensively, they're a very well-coached football team. It's clear to see on film. They have a lot of guys that can fire on and make plays up front. You know, they're really big, long, quick. And they got guys that have played a lot of football and have played football at a really high level. So we're excited to go against this defense for sure. Going to be a really good challenge for us. And, you know, we're really excited to go against a really phenomenal defense.
I think of the two times you've played against Nebraska, the first time was kind of when you really, you know, took off, right? You went in, Zach got injured. There was a deficit. You threw the ball a bunch. Tyler Johnson had a big day out there in a game. And really it kind of shifted then the rest of the year with you starting from that point on. And then last year where you barely had to raise your right arm, it was just a handoff to Rodney Smith, a handoff to Shannon Brooks, I think, was in that game, and Mo, and just a big rushing game. So almost two different kind of games. What do you recall about those two contests?
Yeah, last time we were in Lincoln, it was, for me, being able to there and step in and help the team out, kind of the first time where I was able to do that and do that at a high level. And then, obviously we didn't win the game, which is the most important thing. And then last year we're really physical, ran the ball really well. So, we have to really be able to play our best as a team in all three phases this week to be able to accomplish what we want to do.
Well, it certainly will be fun to watch you guys be back on the football field. And it will be strange to be in Lincoln where it's everyone wearing red and it's, one of the louder stadiums in the country. And, there won't be anybody there, right?
Yeah, it's going to be different. Last time we were there, it was sold out. So, big difference.
Indeed. Well, it'll be fun to watch. Thank you and best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate it, Grammy. Thank you very much.
All right. He's the Golden Gopher quarterback, Tanner Morgan.